Good morning, I'm Paul Qualia, the Director of APAC Assistance. I'm covering off on the main issues in East Asia Pacific this Wednesday, the 16th of January. Firstly, in Thailand, the Army Chief, General Aparat, has warned the pro-democracy activists not to cross the line when they hold a rally this Saturday, January the 19th. He has claimed that a rally will adversely affect business operators around the rally site and hurt tourism. He said, thus, it is necessary to deploy security forces to maintain peace and order during the rally. A group of activists calling themselves People Who Want Elections has threatened to hold a rally at the Democracy Monument in Bangkok if a royal decree announcing the election is not published by Friday. They have demanded that a general election should be held by March 10 before the constitutional deadline of 150 days to conduct the elections. Clients are advised to avoid the Democracy Monument on Saturday and to avoid all political events leading up to the elections. Expect a large show of force security presence in Bangkok on Saturday as the army looks to prevent violence. The Philippines. An earthquake of 5.9 magnitude was reported on the southern island of Mindanao this morning. The earthquake is an aftershock of a 7.2 strong quake that hit Mindanao last month. Moderately strong tremors were recorded in Davao City and Santa Josefa. Clients should be aware that the Philippines is prone to frequent earthquakes and cyclonic storms. The Philippines gets an average of 20 tropical cyclones per year. Monitor alerts and advisories from APAC Assistance on a daily basis. Papua New Guinea, Attorney General Dr. Eric Kwar has said that there is no proper data and statistics of crimes in the country reaching his office because of a lack of coordination. Dr. Kwar pointed out the lack of coordination between the police and defence departments to provide detailed reports on crimes. Dr. Kwar stated bluntly that Police Commissioner Gary Buckey gets his crime reports weekly from the provinces, but they do not come to his department. The lack of coordination and comprehensive crime data makes it challenging for law enforcement agencies to fight crime. Violent crime remains a major concern in the country. Clients should employ extreme caution while operating in or travelling to Papua New Guinea. Also in Papua New Guinea, more than 30 police officers in the National Capital District have been arrested and charged by a task force for various offences. The majority of the cases was about police brutality. Police aiding prisoners to escape was also an issue. Authorities have claimed that the number of brutality cases has dropped since the introduction of the task force. Meanwhile, the Minister for Communications, Information Technology and Energy, Sam Basil, has condemned the forced suspension of work at the Wafi Golpur mining project last week by a group claiming to be landowner executives. He claimed that the threats and subsequent shutdown forced by the so-called Wafi Golpu Landowners Association is illegal and uncalled for. Mining is an important industry for the country, and such forcible closures are likely to have an adverse impact on other companies engaged in the mining sector or looking to invest. Also in East Asia Pacific, on the matter of drug trafficking yesterday, an Indonesian task force comprising officers of the National Narcotics Agency and Customs Agency foiled an attempt to smuggle drugs into Indonesia through Loksakon in Northern Aceh, the westernmost and northernmost province of Western Indonesia. The task force intercepted a boat carrying 70 packets of crystal methamphetamine and 2 packets of ecstasy pills that allegedly came from a drug syndicate based in Malaysia. 3 members of the smuggling crew were arrested during the raid. In Australia, 2 international airline staff are among 8 people arrested over drug trafficking operations into Melbourne and Sydney. A Malindo air cabin crew employee and another airline staffer allegedly smuggled the drugs as part of their involvement in a Melbourne-based Vietnamese organised crime syndicate. They were among 8 people arrested in Melbourne over the past fortnight as part of a police operation targeting this particular syndicate. The crime syndicate allegedly imported more than $20 million of illicit drugs into Australia from Malaysia. Our non-members to APAC Assistance can check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can purchase our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships or buy our materials on a pay-for-view basis. Thank you.